Hi everyone, thanks for joining me here today. I've been doing videos about the process of getting started for buying a house here in Omaha or Lincoln. I've been talking to Josh Land about the pre-approval process, what you're looking for, and some of the things you don't want to do after getting your pre-approval, staying in that spot. Staying within the sphere of where it's going to start affecting whether you're going to be able to buy the house at the end of the process. Now we need to start talking about what it actually takes to purchase a house here in Omaha. With the shortage, sellers have a lot of power. On average, houses are only staying on the market for about 3 days. That being said, the really great houses a lot of people want to get in and live in are really on and off the market within that first day. Just sold a house down in Millard area, and within the first 12 hours, I had 15 plus offers on that property. As a buyer, that can seem really daunting, but there is a plan of attack for you, and every house has its own situation where you can capitalize on what the seller is looking for. Sometimes the seller is just looking for price, sometimes the seller is looking for something else. So, starting off, I wanted to cover two specific things for you guys today. Price, which is always one of the first things sellers look at, and then looking at the seller's needs for closing. As we look at the price and stuff, your agent should have a relative knowledge of what is selling in that neighborhood and what this house should sell for. So you can put the first offer as very competitive, knowing that there's other people making offers as well. With that being said, your original price is not always the one that's going to be accepted, and you need to put an escalation clause on there. An escalation clause essentially bids for you, so you don't have to keep rewriting a contract every time. Say there's a house on the market at $250,000. You put in, I'll buy the house at $255,000, but I'm willing to pay $260,000 for the house, with the escalation clause going up in increments of $1,000. So the escalation clause will kick in as soon as someone puts in a bid higher than yours. So someone, a competing offer comes in, I'm gonna do $256,000, and that's my final offer. Well, your escalation clause kicks in, and now you're at $257,000, and you're beating them. After the price is kind of determined and the seller's liking what they're seeing, it really comes down to some of those contract details that your agent should be able to advise you on as far as what the seller's looking for. Every situation is different, so they might tell you some things for this house and different things for the next house, and advise you accordingly. You can't make every house the exact same offer, because ultimately you're not really paying attention to what the seller needs, and that's what you need to do as a buyer. One of the biggest things that sellers need right now is a specific closing date. A lot of times the seller has already purchased their next house contingent on their first house selling. So they really need to make sure and be confident that the house that you just wrote up on is going to sell on time, so that they can move into their next dream house or out of state, whatever kind of works for them. And the next big thing that your seller might be looking for is that, besides the date, is that they might try a rent back program, or they want to make sure it's as easy as possible. And that's where you start waiving different inspections, like whole home inspections. One of the first things that gets waived on a house. You can also, depending on the type of loan you have, you can also waive the termite inspection on the house. And you can also do a few things, a few other inspections that can be waived on the contract. And I completely understand where it can be scary, to say the least, to purchase a house that may not have a full report on it. You don't know exactly, the furnace is 23 years old, it's still working, but how many more years is it going to work? The water heater's old. What about the roof? Is there any damage to the insulation or anything like that? And there's ways that you can still get an inspection on a house. One of the biggest ways that your realtor should advise you on is, what are you comfortable paying out of pocket for any damages that might come back on the inspection? where the new contract details can state, you know, I'm going to get inspection for my information purposes only, or I'm going to get inspection and I'll keep the house as long as there's no damages over $5,000 that's going to come out of my pocket that when I move in. Because ultimately, $5,000 might not destroy the bank because you're still getting into the house, and it's still making it easier for the seller to choose your contract over someone else's. And it does come back to price and the situation. And that's with having an agent available to you and one that understands the market and the situation that the seller's in, you're going to be able to negotiate and actually put a great offer on a house. There's a few other tips and tricks that you can do to really make your offer look a lot better than other offers on the table. There's always challenges selling and going through 15 plus offers. You got to really make sure that they know and remember your name. And in the next video, I'm going to, as I continue talking about how we're going to get you into a house, I'm going to go over a few more of these tips and tricks with you. If you want me to go into more detail about the escalation clause or the closing date and some of those topics I glanced over there, feel free to comment below or reach out to me, and I'm happy to help you out any way I can. Have a great rest of your week.